Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking realities are happening right now, and these will become commonplace with so-called H.R. 5, the Equality Act. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we have information regarding the so-called misnamed Equality Act at lc.org/HR5. It is now in the Senate and could be called up for a vote at any moment. So we encourage people to learn about it and fax the senators, sign the petition, and make phone calls as well. Obviously, we all need to pray to stop this horrendous, dangerous bill that pushes LGBTQ and abortion in every corner of our lives. There are shocking realities of stories that are happening right now. I want to start by sharing one from Canada. But lest you say, well, this is a story from Canada, we actually have been working with parents in the United States that face very similar situations. Here is a father in Canada. And without his knowledge, when his daughter was 11 to 12, the school began to push this LGBTQ propaganda, then encouraged her to ultimately identify as a boy. Then she began receiving hormone medications and hormone blockers at age 13, all without the father's knowledge. And when the father finally learned about this, he said, no, I'm not going to consent to these hormone-blocking medications, these opposite-sex hormones, and I'm not going to consent to call my daughter by a male pronoun. As a result of that, he has been alleged to engage in abuse, that this is abuse by not providing this medication, these experimental drugs, to his daughter. And then a judge, Holly, issued a gag order prohibiting him from saying anything about this case. And he said it was too important to withhold this story from the world, so he spoke. And he's now just recently appeared before a Canadian court. He'll have another long trial coming up in the near future in Canada, for which he says he could go to jail for 5 years for these situations. This is a father trying to do the best for his daughter and now is being alleged to engage in abuse because he won't give his daughter these experimental hormones. Now, we've actually encountered something very similar in the United States with other parents that had the same problem. The propaganda began at school. Their child was told to identify as the opposite sex. They began actually providing hormones to that child without the parents' knowledge. When the parents found out, they said, no, we don't consent. And then the Child Protective Services alleged that they were engaging in abuse for withholding this kind of medication from their child.
You know, and these cases are just going to escalate if this so-called Equality Act is put into law. I mean, you know, parents want to protect their children. I mean, that's just, you know, their basic desire to do it. And here you've got the government coming in and pushing these situations on them, telling them, no, they're not a girl or a boy. You know, you've got to do this. And
you can change your gender just like you change your clothes.
Yeah. You know, here's another situation. I just talked to this lady, and she had reached out to us. We'll call her Jane. She reached out to us for help because she has several children, one of whom is an 8-year-old boy with autism. So she went through an agency called Autism Spectrum Therapies to get rehabilitative and behavior services for her son. She needed help for him.
And this particular program is funded by the federal government. Mm-hmm. So this agency has a federal contract to provide this kind of help to parents with autistic children.
Right. So she had a lady helping her on the morning shift. And so she left and she was looking for another replacement. So the agency called her and said, okay, we have someone coming to help your son. And she said, good. Is it a man or a woman? She said, oh, it's a woman. So then Monday comes and she notices, Jane notices, that the so-called woman who's wearing a mask, has very large feet and is actually a man dressed like a woman. And of course, Jane was horrified. He's going to be working with my son for weeks, and yet he's dressing like a woman. I have an issue with that. So she called the agency and they said, oh, you're discriminating against him or her or whatever. And they ended up canceling her contract.
Yeah, she had a renewal agreement coming up right after that, and she got a verbal cancellation on the phone saying that since she did not allow or want that person, a man dressed as a woman, to treat her 8-year-old autistic son, that they were canceling the contract. So now these parents are left with no help for their 8-year-old autistic child.
And, you know, I believe they had a written dismissal as well on the contract.
Yeah.
But she asked him, she goes, you know, can my husband and I, can we interview the person before they come over to work with my son? And they said, no, because we decide who works with your son. And I'm like, so the government is coming in and mandating they need help for their son, telling them that it's okay to send a man dressed like a woman.
Unbelievable that, you know.
But yet she was the one that discriminating.
Yeah. And you know, obviously, parents that have autistic children, there's different kinds of autism on the various specters and so forth, spectrums. And you don't want your autistic son, 8 years old, to be exposed to this confusion where you have this obviously identifiable male, but dressed oddly as a woman.
You don't want any child exposed to that.
You wouldn't want any child exposed to that, let alone an autistic child.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, and I'm not an expert in autism, I just talk to parents who have autistic children, and sometimes, depending upon the kind of condition, they can be fixated on a particular object, shiny object, or other kinds of images or pictures, and become fixated on those. And I don't know, again, in this particular situation, but whether or not you have an autistic child, if you have someone coming into your home as parents, you have the right to be able to say, I don't want a man dressed as a woman, period. You just don't, you have that right. Yeah. And in this particular case, the federal government is providing this service for parents all over the country that have autistic children. And so these contractors then contract with the federal government, and the contractor is saying, well, this is discrimination. You will take who we approve, and you have no say in it, so we will send you whoever we want. Now, if that's the case, which I think that's outrageous, by the way, leaving these parents with an autistic son and no help because they do not want to have a man dressed as a woman in their house teaching their son. They want a real woman or they want a real man, but they don't want a man pretending to be and confused about who he is as a woman.
I was going to say, this person has gender confusion and needs help. It's just like these story hours they have in these libraries when they have men dressed as women reading to these little vulnerable children. I mean, they don't know any better. To them, it's all fun and games, but there's sexual perversion there. And one thing leads to another, pedophilia and all those things. This opens the door for all of this sexual sin against these precious children.
Well, and we know, for example, like in some of the story readings, obviously not all of those individuals are involved in pedophilia, but we do know that there are certain situations and examples of those individuals who have pedophilia in their behavior that are in these story times. Either way, the parent doesn't want to take that risk.
Right, there's confusion there.
There's confusion. It's just bottom line confusion.
And
parents should have a right to choose how best to help their children. Well, if the so-called H.R. 5, which is now in the Senate, the Equality Act, passes, this would be rampant across the country.
And there's nothing equal about it.
And there's nothing equal about this. It is the epitome of not being equal because it guts religious freedom. And it also imposes abortion through all 9 months in every corner of our lives, including with federal funds and insurance coverage and so forth and so on. This is a dangerous bill, and it needs to be stopped. And so I encourage you to go to lc.org/HR5. That's the House bill number. It's now in the Senate, and it can come up for vote at any time. And we are asking people to fax the senators. We've got a list of senators to fax. key senators that are going to make a difference or can make a difference. And you can also sign the petition. We've already delivered thousands and thousands of those. We'll deliver more to these members of the Senate. And then there's also a way for you to call your senators. And then obviously get that information out to other people. Even though your senators are not responsive, the faxes and petitions will go to the critical key senators who will make a difference. We can stop this, and we must, but we have to work hard. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.